The White House says the newly passed Inflation Reduction Act is the single largest investment in climate and clean energy solutions in U.S. history. And that means a significant amount of new money for agricultural conservation efforts, nearly $20 billion to be exact. One of the biggest winners is the Conservation Stewardship Program, where demand from farmers has long outpaced available funding. This new money represents a massive expansion in helping farmers to defray costs for practices like cover crops, which help to keep soil and fertilizer in place over the winter. Ivan Dozer is the state conservationist for the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, or NRCS. In this interview with correspondent Tim Alexander, Dozer explains the potential impact of the new money.
We know that these conservation practices are effective. They've been in place, in our case, since back in the Dust Bowl days. They really work. We just need more of them. And this is a kind of some unprecedented funding that can make a huge difference in not only addressing agriculture's contribution to some of the problems that we see on a local or national or even global scale, but also to have a positive impact on some of these issues that go beyond agriculture's contributions. So especially when we start talking about things of nutrient management and carbon management and greenhouse gases.
What are some of these conservation practices? What are some of the newer cutting edge conservation practices that farmers and rural landowners are adapting to help alleviate some of the problems?
Some of the practices are old, tried and true. Even some of the things we hear about cover crops out there, these are things that were used for years, crop rotations, different tillage systems. So then what we see sometimes is we tweak some of these practices. I think something like got a fancy name for it, a denitrifying bioreactor or a wood chip bioreactor to help farmers gather nitrates out of tile runoff. I think that's an example of something that's fairly new. But really, a lot of the things we focus on is just trying to minimize the disturbance to the soil, keep the ground covered as much as possible to protect it from erosion. But then we're also understanding that having living roots out there, things that mimic what used to be out here. Illinois is the prairie state. So between the rich prairie covers and forest covers that we used to have, if we can put some of those things back there and have them fit in well with the farming practices of today, those work just as well as they always did in a natural system.
Will this additional funding help put more conservation technicians on the ground to assist landowners?
You know, it absolutely will. And so it's one thing to say that getting more conservation on the land by having funds available to the farmers, but it does take some people that have the skills to be able to address the resource concerns and be able to read the land. And I will tell you that, you know, we've seen a downturn over the last 10 years, and this is a time when we're needed the most. And I think it's exciting. We've got some good opportunities then for agricultural careers, not only for people that came from farms, but also people who are just interested in conservation. So we have opportunities for soil conservationists, soil conservation technicians, but also wildlife biologists, foresters, our soil health specialists, and then even some administrative things that go along with it. Engineers, of course, all across the technical spectrum that it takes to get conservation practices customized for a farm. So tremendous opportunity, not only for the agency, but I think for careers, for people who are interested in having a positive impact on their environment.
One of our senators from Illinois, Dick Durbin, visited a Southern Illinois farm to call for more investment in conservation programs in the upcoming 2023 Farm Bill. Will the extra funding coming from the Inflation Reduction Act perhaps come into play when it comes time to negotiate that monetary figure in the conservation title of the Farm Bill this time around?
You know, that's a good question. So what you mentioned, the four programs that are existing programs, that's going to hit the ground running come this October. But the Farm Bill is up for renewal at the end of next September. And the Farm Bill actually helps create programs. So what I think might happen is we might see maybe an extra push for new programs that are more focused through that new Farm Bill, in addition to these funds that have been outlined to go to the existing program. So I think it's an exciting time to think about possibilities. It's great to say we've got some good programs already out there, and these dollars will be above and beyond what normally comes into those programs. But it does open up an opportunity for us to maybe fine tune and focus even more in the new Farm Bill on what kind of new activities need to take place.
That's Ivan Dozer, the state conservationist for the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, speaking with WCBU correspondent Tim Alexander.
Support for WCBU agriculture coverage comes from Illinois Farm Bureau and its members, committed to improving Illinois agriculture since 1916.